With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. A group of seven summit is opening in Italy with an agreement on a U.S. proposal to back a $50 billion loan to Ukraine using frozen Russian assets as collateral. Diplomatic sources confirmed an agreement had been reached on the deal before the leaders even landed in southern Italy for the three-day summit, which opens today. Also on SRNnews.com, the House had voted to hold Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress for refusing to turn over audio of President Biden's interview in his classified documents case. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan says Special Counsel Robert Hur explained what President Biden's motivation was for withholding classified documents.
He said Joe Biden had strong motivations for ignoring classified procedures because he was writing a book for which he got paid $8 million.
The final vote was 216 to 207. Democrats have blocked a Republican version of a bill to protect in vitro fertilization.
The bill, put forward by Senators Ted Cruz of Texas and Katie Britt of Alabama, sought to protect individuals seeking in vitro fertility treatment. It would bar states that ban IVF from receiving federal Medicaid money. Democrats say the bill does not go far enough. Their own version is expected to be rejected by Republicans on Thursday for going too far and what the GOP calls an unnecessary attack on freedom of religion. Senator Cruz says it's all about Democrats planning to run TV ads falsely claiming Republicans oppose IVF. Bob Agnew reporting.
Donald Trump is making a triumphant return to Capitol Hill to meet with House and Senate Republicans for the first time since the January 2021 attack on Capitol Hill. GOP lawmakers find themselves newly energized and reinvigorated by Mr. Trump's bid to retake the White House. On Wall Street, Dow futures are down 118 points. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham will be overseas this weekend.
The popular evangelist is scheduled to preach the gospel at an arena in Birmingham on June 15th, the first of two stops he has planned for the United Kingdom this month. On the 22nd, he will preach in Glasgow. Contemporary Christian music stars, including Michael W. Smith, will perform at the gospel festivals. Graham toured the UK back in 2022 despite efforts by gay activists to get his leases canceled at several stadiums. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Attorneys for homosexuals, teachers, and major publishers have asked a federal appeals court to affirm a lower court order that blocked key parts of an Iowa law banning books. The measure bars the use of books that include pornographic images from school libraries and classrooms. It also forbids teachers from raising gender identity and sexual orientation issues with younger students. This is SRN News. Palestinian supporters have vandalized the homes of Brooklyn Museum officials and other New York City locations.
Mayor Eric Adams says the home of museum director Ann Pasternak, as well as members of the museum's board, were among the locations hit. He shared photos on X of the front of her home covered in red paint and a large protest banner and says this is not peaceful protest or free speech. This is a crime, and it's overt, unacceptable anti-Semitism. Police are investigating. Palestinian protesters have said the museum is deeply invested in and complicit in the war through its leadership, sponsors, and donors. Julie Walker, New York.
Eight former employees have sued SpaceX and its CEO, Elon Musk, alleging that Musk ordered them fired after they challenged what they called rampant sexual harassment, a hostile work environment, and the company. More details at SRNnews.com.